Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Or lease a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic university. If you have a passion for serving others, at Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 811-029 and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Joined now by the head coach of the Silver Knights, Brian Cross. And coach, talk about the season start for you guys. At 1-1, happy where you are after 2 weeks?
You're never happy when you get beat, that's for sure. The first game we played a good solid football team in Genoa area. And, you know, just from a coaching standpoint, I don't believe we had our kids prepared the way they should have been prepared for that game. And I'm not taking anything away from Genoa. They were a good solid football team. We weren't happy with the way we coached that game. We weren't happy with the way we played. Then we played a tough West Jefferson team, and we are very happy with the way our kids played. They were a big, strong, physical team, and we were able to come away with a 30-23 victory, and our kids played extremely well. We felt good about our game plans, both offensively and defensively. So at 1-1, you know, we're semi-happy.
Let's talk about the offense a little bit. Jack Foley, much has been made of the fact that he's diminutive in size but has a huge heart, but he's beefed up from about 134 to 147. What has changed for him from his season last year to 2018?
Well, the big thing, he has gotten stronger. He got in the weight room and worked really hard, and he's put on good weight, good muscle weight, and he's still the same running back he was last year. Jack does a great job picking his holes, doesn't give people full body shots at him. He knows how to lower the shoulder and to twist and turn. He's a very durable runner. He's done an excellent job for us. I think he was held to only maybe 40 or 50 yards in the first game, but the second game he broke loose with 175 yards.
What is strong for your defense in 2018?
We're bigger up front than we were. We have less experience in the linebacker core, so it's going to take those guys some getting used to Friday night speed. Our secondary, three of the four guys are back, so we feel pretty solid back there. It's just a matter of these kids growing and getting that experience on Friday night, and I think once they get caught up with the speed of the game on Friday night, we have a chance to be pretty good.
Keys to victory tonight as you take on Bishop Hartley. Obviously, they have a lot of talent. What do you have to do to take on a team like Hartley at their place?
Everybody knows they're awfully good. They have great size. They have great speed. They're very well coached. They run an offense that's pretty unique the way they run it. It has wing T principles, but they line up in a ton of different formations, try to get their athletes the ball in space, and they do a great job of it, and their line comes off the ball. Very tough team to prepare for in one short week. And then defensively, they play the 3-3 stack, and they play man-to-man. They let their three front defensive linemen rush on the pass. They dropped their linebackers, and their guys are on you like glue. So they're a very tough team to move the football against. The best thing you can do is try to keep the ball away from their offense, try to eat up as much clock as you can, and then if you don't play physical against them, you don't have a chance.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from MiracleMotorMart.com. Go to our website and see about 400 vehicles at great prices. Financing for all credit situations. 28 years serving our community. Largest independent in the state by number of cars sold. Save big, but don't wait, because nothing lasts long at MiracleMotorMart.com. Start online, then visit our two locations, north and east. Great prices, big savings. That's MiracleMotorMart.com.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile, with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional, with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
And welcome back to the pregame show. Joined now by the head coach of the Hawks, Brad Birchfield. And Coach, let's talk about the team after 2 weeks. Kind of give us a State of the Union address, if you will, on the Hawks.
Well, obviously one good game, one bad game. So we are what our record is at 1-1. Not happy with how we started, and it was not good. But obviously really happy with the way the kids responded, and a huge win last week. So we hope we're getting better and kind of staying to script to what our teams usually do.
Let's talk about the quarterback situation. For some, they haven't heard Miles Fleming before as a leader. If they're listening to AM 820, what does he offer you at quarterback?
You know, he's been total package so far. He's bigger, stronger. He obviously throws the ball really well, runs very well. He's one of the fastest kids in the state in the 100 last year as a 10th grader. Sky's the limit for him. He's been a tremendous leader and rallied the team around him. And kids look up to him, and he's like an extension of us on the field.
Do you put much credence in a run-pass mix, or is it whatever the defense will give you?
Yeah, I mean, we just want to try to score. You know, whatever it takes to score, to move the chains and to score, that's what we're thinking. You know, whether it's running or throwing, we're the best matchups we can get, whether it's across the offensive line or in the secondary. You know, we're not one that subscribes to you have to throw it this amount to win at this level or run it this amount. We're kind of ones that, you know, we need to get really good at something and better than the team we're playing.
Let's talk about the defense for 2018. I know the results are early after just two games, but what feelings do you take away about your defense after two games?
Well, I think we've been okay. I think we're getting better. On the surface, it looks like we're giving up points, and maybe we are, but maybe a product of the teams we're playing and the games, the way the games are kind of narratives being created. But I like where we're going. I like what we're doing. Not a whole lot of big plays, and we're getting more turnovers than we probably did in the past, so hope to see that continue.
Let's take a look at the opponent tonight in Reedy. Take on the Silver Knights again, and maybe the last time in a while. What concerns you when you take on the Silver Knights this evening?
I think they got really good skill players. I think the little running back is, we had a tough time tackling him a year ago, so I'm sure he's a year better. So we've emphasized to our kids all week that that he'll be tough to tackle, and we need to do a great job surrounding him. You know, he's really an elite football player. He's got a gift of sticking his foot in the ground and taking it north, and also cutting it back as well. The receiver receivers are good too, and obviously the quarterback's a 3-year starter. You can tell he's a good leader for them. They play hard, and obviously got a well-coached scheme.
And quickly, as time permits, talk about your special teams. Has anything changed from last season?
Well, I think we're finally, we were terrible week one, and week two we were back to our old ways. You've got an onside kick, fake punt. We want to make sure we're able to do those things and keep special teams on their toes. So I was really excited. As I was down about it week one, and week two, I'm excited about the direction we're going and what we can do.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Randy.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Has no body on earth now but yours, no hands, no feet but yours. Sign up today to comfort the afflicted, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, or counsel the doubtful. Go to the community volunteer button on the St. Gabriel Radio website to contact community organizations about volunteer opportunities. That's the community volunteer button online at stgabrielradio.com.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
For 55 years, Reedy and Hartley have been doing battle on the football field, and it could be the last time tonight in the CCL Football Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family. Welcome, everyone, to the CCL Game of the Week. Ryan Baker here in the studios of AM 820. Hartley leads the all-time series 35-19 with one tie, and the Hawks have dominated the last decade, winning the past nine. Can Reedy pull the upset tonight for a second week in a row in the CCL Game of the Week? We'll find out here in just a couple minutes. Let's get you ready for what's going on with the rest of the area Catholic teams tonight. Watterson is over at Ohio Dominican University tonight to take on Walsh Jesuit. DeSales is up in Youngstown for a battle with Cardinal Mooney. St. Charles looks for their first win of the season on the road at Independence tonight. And Fisher Catholic's game with Reigning Sports Academy was postponed last night. So the Irish doing some scouting for next week. Tomorrow night, Columbus Academy takes on Newark Catholic at White Field. Some other big games in the area tonight we'll keep you up to date on. Lancaster is at Hilliard Derby. Pickerington Central on the road at Trotwood Madison. Olentangy Orange takes on Pickerington North. Marion Franklin is at Reynoldsburg. Westerville Central on the road at Eastmore. And there's a pretty big game in Hilliard tonight as Bradley takes on Davidson. And a huge one in Dublin as Kaufman is at Jerome. Let's head out to Jack Ryan Field now to Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt for tonight's CCL Football Game of the Week.
Ryan, stellar job as always. Thank you very much. A couple minutes before kickoff here, we'll tell you right now that Reedy won the toss into first. Hartley will receive going right to left. 76 degrees at game time. Muggy, the threat of rain. Wind from the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. We'll put the chance of rain right now at 40%. And Larry, on paper,
Hartley would have the upper hand of this one.
If you're Reedy, you heard from Brian Cross. I'd assume ball control is the route they want to take, but ball control in space, if there's such a thing, correct?
Right. They're going to have to complete the short passes. They're going to have to keep the chains moving with the short passing game to allow Jack Foley a chance to run within the tackles, because Hartley is bigger and stronger up front than Reedy is. But Reedy can move the chains with a short passing game and keep them off balance.
Reedy in week one lost to Genoa Area by a count of 28-0, and they beat West Jeff last week 30.
Number 8, Ryan Hughes, thought he had a pick, and he was planning on going the other direction. It went right through his hands, right to the receiver.
Gain of 13. They're going to mark him down at the 22, so first and 10 from there for Reedy. 6:12 left to go. Now 6:10 left. 7-0, Bishop Hartley on top of this one. At center over the football, Josh Baum taking over for his brother Anthony, who is the three-year starter at center. And Josh, just a junior. One back in the backfield, Foley to the right of Aiello. Foley's got the handoff, 20, 15, cuts it inside the 10, down to the 6, and maybe the 5-yard line before he's brought down the street section along the far side. For the Silver Knights, digging it as they have a first and goal with 5:49 left to go in the first quarter.
Reedy went to double tights that time, and what that does is it balances up the entire defense. It forces the outside backers to walk up onto the line of scrimmage, and it allows you to put a hat on a hat immediately, and they caused a crease off the left tackle, and Jack was down to the 5.
Foley picks up 16. They'll mark his knee down at the 6. First and goal from there. Last year for Jack Foley, 1,483 yards rushing and 10 touchdowns.
It's going to be tough sledding here, though.
Foley readjusts to the left of Aiello from the gun. Low snap. Hands it off to Foley, and he makes it look easy. Right up the middle. Tough sledding. Silver Knights answer at 7-6. 5:25 left to go.
That was a very impressive drive. A couple big plays by Aiello again, making big throws early in the down.
And the fourth down conversion was huge,
huge.
Too.
Yep.
As Foley picked up just more than a yard. So Craddock for the extra point. Last year was 23 of 23. Actually made a 42-yard field goal last week against West Jeff.
That was a huge win for Reedy last week.
Aiello the holder. Snap. Kick. It is up. Plenty of light. Good. We're tied at 7. 5:25 left to go. And this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We have a score in the Battle of Hilliard, and it's an unusual way. Davidson throws a 60-yard touchdown pass, and they have a 7-0 lead over Bradley. Also, Upper Arlington right now tied at 7 with Winton Woods.
Is this working?
Yes.
Hello. Davidson threw a touchdown pass?
It's frightening. It may be a different Davidson. Maybe John Davidson, the singer.
Good. It's possible. And clear.
Should be.
I need the paddle.
Davidson College.
Tied at 7. Oh, my goodness. And by the way, Foley takes it in 6 yards for the touchdown for Reedy. Craddock with a PAT. 9 plays, 60 yards, 4:38 evaporated off the clock. And you talk about milking the clock, a long drive. And that time the Silver Knights did it to tie this. And let's see what answer now Bishop Hartley may have on offense. And then again on defense when the Silver Knights get it back.
Well, the question is, can Reedy stop this incredible Hartley offensive attack?
Craddock with the boot's going to go deep this time. It's going to hit at the 2 and bounce into the end zone for the touchback over the head of Philip Cole. So we'll bring it out to the 20-yard line.
Well, that time Hartley cheated up to take the short kick and try to get their best returners with the ball, and they really just kicked it over their heads.
This Hartley offense, Larry, last year, by playoff time, was averaging 430 yards of total offense a contest.
And that's a misnomer, because in a lot of those games they were lopsided and they took their starters out.
Continuous clock, too.
And yep. Continuous clock. So.
Right now they're at a pace after two games for 382.5 yards, 252.5 rushing and 130 passing.
Yeah, against two great teams.
Oh, my goodness. First and 10 for the 20, one back in the backfield. Handoff right up the gut.
Ooh.
To the 21-yard line, and that is it.
Well, they looked for the seam off the left-hand side, and there was absolutely nothing there for Jalen January. He got creamed right at the 21.
Donovan Sanders shot his gap. He's a linebacker, inside linebacker, and he just shot through the play side A-gap and just nailed him. Great tackle. Chest to chest.
Backs offset now on the second down and nine from the 21. One wide to either side. Sawyer exits the backfield. They go toss, sweep, student body left. January's got it and tries to stay in along the sidelines up across the 30-yard line, and he does so. He's got a first down for the Hawks with 4:51 left to go in. Jay Square is up with a nice play.
They make it look so easy. That was a play that really was nondescript. It's basic toss, sweep. No big deal. Let's get 12. So easy.
And again, his speed and size, that combination. Normally that guy's got some
Hartley
speed.
Hartley never has those guys. They never have guys with size.
Oh, my goodness.
Never.
Over 210 pounds. Cole in motion. Fleming on the delay, hands it off, and great job by the Silver Knight defense right there at the 31-yard line. With 4:40 left to go, there was absolutely no opening whatsoever that time for Jalen January.
Well, that was Billy Fan in the nose tackle. He just shedded his block, moved down the line of scrimmage. It was a sprint draw. It was a slow-developing play. And Fannin got off his block and made the tackle.
Fannin, the returning starter at nose guard, 5'8", 235, and a junior. Second down and just about 12 from back at the 31-yard line. Two wide to the bottom, one to the top, one man in motion. That's Cole. And Fleming's going to roll right and go down. That looked like a busted play, did it not?
It did. I don't know whether he turned the wrong way or somebody did something wrong because it had deep motion. It looked like he wanted to hand the ball off to the deep motion, but the motion man had already gone by. It just looked funny. Strange, not ha-ha funny.
Fleming came all the way to the sidelines, almost like he thought it was fourth down or something, but he comes back out with January as the back behind him.
Big play for the Reedy defense and the Hartley offense.
3:45 left to go. Third down, let's call it 14 now. Two wideouts. Fleming rolling right, looking, going downfield, pass overthrown for Philip Pohl at the 44-yard line. That sets up an alleged punting situation for the Hawks.
That ball should have been completed. Cole went out and ran about a 12 or 13-yard sideline out, and I mean he just turned the defender around. He stuck it, and he was wide open. It should have been completed.
Thomas Mahan to punt, 5'11", 175, and a senior standing at his own 17-yard line. Jayshon Norris for the Silver Knights back at the 34. Good snap, little rugby move there as he runs to his right to boot that ball. It is high, it hangs. It's going to hit at the 40 and nearly hit two Silver Knights. Roll inside the 35 and a Hawk roll all the way to the 31-yard line. 40 yards on that punt, no return, 3:23 left to go. And the Silver Knights did play the defense you were talking about, and they get the ball back.
Well, they had a couple big plays. Now, what Hartley did there was they ran the toss sweep and got 12 yards, and then they went to a sprint draw and lost some yardage. They had a broken play and lost some yardage. They threw an incomplete pass. That's atypical of what we normally see from the Hawks. So they'll fix that, and I'm sure they'll come back out the next drive and do what they do.
And the other thing the Hawks can do is wear you down. It's a battle of attrition in the third and the fourth quarter against Bishop Hartley.
And I see Nate Jackson down here trying to run out his ankle problems, but it doesn't look like he's going to come back in.
First and 10, Silver Knights from their own 31-yard line. Two wide to either side, one back in the backfield. Norris in motion, bottom to top, gets the handoff in stride. They try to string it out, and the Hawks defense closes the door back at the 28-yard line.
You're probably not going to outrun this Hartley Hawk defense. You might run a reverse and get them, but just to run a straight jet sweep, it's going to be tough to get outside.
Generous spot. He was hit back at the 28. They're going to spot it at the 30-yard line, so it'll be second down and 11 from there. Under three left to go in quarter number one, tied at seven, Bishop Hartley and Bishop Reedy. And you thought Ohio Wesleyan had the battling bishops. You got right here tonight?
No, they're the battling bishops, which is a little different. I'm not sure if that's not an oxymoron.
Tim,
fighting San Diego Padres or something?
Yeah, something like
second
that.
And 11. Ayala rolling, looking, gunning long downfield, looking for Norris, and just off his fingertips.
at the Hawk 40-yard line. Coverage on the play by Braylon Mitchell, but the pass was there.
Well, they have to connect on a couple of those. They have single coverage on both wideouts, so you pick them. You pick the guy that you like best, and of course, I'd go to Chayshon, too. He's got great speed and great hands, so the ball was just about 6 inches too far.
Braylon Mitchell, the cornerback in coverage. Three solo tackles already in the campaign. 6'1", 170, and a senior. Third down and 11. Now you've committed yourself to two straight passing plays, have you not?
You sure have. Well, they're going to throw it here, I got to believe. They're going to max protect it and probably try to get one-on-one somewhere.
Hudson readjusts to the bottom of the set. And Reedy looks a little confused. They may take a timeout. They are confused. And with 2:31 left to go, take a break. It'll step aside for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Jacob Hoyne has hit Antonio Audino for a touchdown pass. However, Watterson misses the extra point. They trail Walsh Jesuit 7-6. Jerome strikes first in the Battle of Dublin. They've got a 7-0 lead over Kaufman. And how about this, guys? Lancaster throws a touchdown pass. What's going on tonight? They lead Darby 7-0.
That's Lancaster with a touchdown pass and Davidson with a touchdown
pass. If Darby throws one, that's it. I'm out. I'm out. I'm going to the casino. Something good's got to happen tonight, because there's no chance those three can complete a pass.
Don't go to the casino. Just go to bingo instead. All right? Third
you
down
can't find
11.
One of those anymore.
Come to Bishop Hartley when I was over here on Monday night. They need 11 from the 30-yard line, and we've got Hankies before we
16.
Start this play.
They need 16. Wingback fell forward out of his stance.
I hate when that happens. So mark it back to the 25-yard line. False start on the offense is the call, according to Mr. Colflesh, our referee.
This would be a good time for a nice little screen pass, something safe, or a bomb. Nothing in the middle.
Well, they've thrown a couple bombs already tonight.
Mm-hmm.
One led to a pass interference, and another led to a near pick. We also had Norris making a nice catch downfield. So we'll see what they do on a third and 16 from the 25. Farhash in the white jerseys, trimmed in blue silver helmets and blue pants for the Silver Knights. One back in the backfield. They're going to keep it on the ground and get what they can. And they're going to get 10, 11, maybe 12 yards, but they need it 16. So it'll be fourth down and about four. So they take it right up the middle on the carry that time. And a nice gain on the play by, I think, Sanders got the carry that time. So
it's good call, good safe call. Try to change field position with the kicking game.
So punting time for Austin Aiello. We have a towel that's loose on the field. Aiello picks it up, was going to hand it to one of the officials, but just tosses it down instead.
They didn't want it. I'd be kicking this ball out of bounds somewhere.
Go pull back deep. There's the punt, nearly blocked. Great pressure that time from Antonio Tucker. Return's going to start from the 26. Cole to the 30. Near side. Dancing, weaving. 35, 40, and again, geometry works against him to the 41. I think we're going to have a naughty little block that time against the Hawks, who was a late hit on the Silver Knights. We'll see with 1:37 left to go.
Tyrese Hudson, number 33, did a fantastic job for Reedy, keeping contained. He wanted to suck inside, and he got blocked, and he stayed flat across the 40-yard line and made that play go out of bounds. He did a fantastic job. You're talking about Philip Cole. He can go the distance at any time.
Philip Cole has got the speed and the moves, and indeed the personal foul going to go against Bishop Hartley. Going to mark the ball inside the 30-yard line, all the way down to the 26.
Yeah, I didn't see who did the late hit, but you can. I'm not sure what that signal is, but
first and 10 from the 26-yard line now for the Hawks.
He was flexing his muscles. I don't know.
For Fleming and Company with 1:37 on the clock.
They're going to run the ball here.
Hand it off right up the guts, and a gain of maybe one on the play. We mentioned the fact that earlier Nate Jackson was injured, and being nursed still on the training table right now as they tape up that right ankle. And that's going to change the formula a little bit, is it not, inside?
Right. The center, Sammy Ray, is going to do the best he can do, but Nate Jackson is the starter. He's there for a reason. We'll use the center. That changes a whole lot of things in the inside interior line. So he'll do a good job, but the point is it's not Nate Jackson.
Gain of two on the play, second down and eight from the 28-yard line with two backs offset in the backfield. And the toss is lost and then scooped up again up across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Lost the football, but then picked it up almost in stride that time. And the Hawks in the person of Phillip Cole will get a gain on the play. Phillip kind of bangs his helmet, then afterwards, like, God, don't do that anymore.
Jalen January runs the ball, catches the ball, and he's out there on the perimeter blocking and doing a great job. I mean, he's an all-around player. And I'll tell you what, we've watched him for a few years now. He's really something special.
And then it was third down and six now from the 31. 57-6 left to go. Fleming on the keeper, 30. He's got the speed, 35, 40. Miles midfield, 35, 40. Accelerates all the way down to the 35-yard line before the other quarterback, Austin Aiello, makes the hit to prevent the touchdown.
See, now that's just not fair. You got Jalen January, you got Phillip Cole, and then, oh, by the way, the quarterback can fly.
Miles Fleming breaks up 34 on the play, takes it to the 35 with 46.9 left to go, and it's a Hawk first down.
And he's an X factor because you have to concentrate on those other guys so much that the quarterback's got free reign.
Backs offset again. January is the deep man at the 40-yard line. First and 10 from the 35. Handoff. They'll come it forward inside the 37 to the 36-yard line. Sawyer with the gain on the play and the hit by Reedy's number 24, Jawan McGowan, from his inside linebacking slot.
I've been watching the tight end, Jordan Kirkbride, here for a couple plays, and he is just a dominant blocker. I mean, he gets on you, it's like Velcro. You can't get off of him. You try to get off him, you just can't do it.
Kirkbride, more than 20 offers already from colleges to play. Guy that has a birthday in mid-September, and that will do it for an exciting first quarter. We are tied at 7. Bishop Hartley, Bishop Reedy, and this is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Release a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Guys, Davidson continues to dominate this battle of Hilliard tonight. They have a 17-0 lead now over Bradley.
Start of the second quarter here at Jack Ryan Field. Second down and 7 for Bishop Hartley. Tied at 7. Number 7 has the ball. The handoff. Phillip Cole down the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Cole. Touchdown. Phillip Cole takes it in from 32 yards down. 8 seconds into the second quarter. And the Hawks lead just like that. 13-7.
They ran Phillip Cole in motion from right to left. And then he turned around and took the jet sweep back to the right. And they had what we used to call truck blocking. They had three lead blockers pulling out in front of him. That's got to be illegal. That's it. They just can't pull that many guys to get in front of January.
Offense in the first quarter before that play, Larry. Reedy, 56 yards. Hartley, 110. All on the ground for Hartley. 37 rushing, 19 passing for Reedy. Low snap dribbles back. Agristi with the extra point attempt. It is up, and it is good. So we're at 14-7 now in this contest. First downs were 4 apiece in that first 12 minutes of action. 2 penalties for 30 yards against the Hawks. 1 for 5 against Reedy. And no turnovers in the first quarter as Cole takes it the last 32 yards. ending a five-play 74-yard drive that took 1:45 off the clock.
Well, Hartley can strike quick. There's no doubt. It wouldn't have mattered if they'd have been at their own 20. That would have been a touchdown because they had them outmanned on the flank. But Reedy just needs to be methodical, keep this game close. They're not capable of blowing Hartley out. Hartley is capable of blowing Reedy out.
Stick around after the game for the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Brian Baker and Lee Cochran have the scores, highlights, and interviews with the coaches right up until 11 p.m. And we'll have a preview of that show, if you will, at halftime when they update you on all the other games. We'll get to the halfway point of this contest. And at halftime, I'll be joined by the athletic director, Mike Ray, from here at Bishop Hartley. And we'll talk to Matt Brickner, who's now the principal at Bishop Reedy. All that and more coming up. And don't forget, we'll also pick the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game. Martin's a longtime supporter of St. Gabriel Radio. He's an ex-linebacker who wants to recognize the Good Hands Player of the Game. Larry Wolf himself will present the trophy to the player or coach following the game.
Or a facsimile of myself.
Your mileage may vary. And not available in Nebraska. There's the boot by Agresti. It is high, it is deep, and bye-bye. 8 yards deep, we'll bring it out to the 20-yard line.
Well, you've got the wind, and that helps. Both teams have kicked the ball in the end zone from north to south.
So, what do you look for from the Silver Knights on offense here down 14-7?
They may have to pass it on first down, because I'm telling you, Hartley's going to load the box. They're going to play man-to-man on the edges, and they're going to put eight in the box and dare you to run at it.
You know, an X factor for Bishop Reedy could be Tyrese Hudson. We don't know much about this guy. 5'9", 115, a sophomore. Last week, six catches against Wes Jefferson for 103 yards and a 52-yard touchdown. He's a transfer from Afrocentric. He can obviously play only the first five games. Then he can't play the last five. But if he stays at Reedy, he's good for the next two seasons. Foley in motion. Handoff goes to Sanders. Cut left and right. He got to the 21-yard line and is smothered right there. Falling on top of him is Kieron Anderson. And this is not a good sign, as Jackson now going on a golf cart. Going to be taken off the field.
That is not a good sign for the Hartley Hawks. And we hope it's not a serious injury, but obviously it's serious enough it needs to be checked.
Well, they taped up his right ankle, and now they have carted him off the field.
He was trying to just kind of jog down here, and he couldn't put hardly any weight on it, so that's not a good sign. Hopefully it's nothing serious.
Second and nine, Silver Knights from their own 21, 45 seconds into the second quarter.
Let's go, D!
January readjusts to the far side in defensive coverage. He's going to cheat up the line. Hand off on the ground. Foley accelerates, bursts into the hole. What hole there was, he got the pile moved up to the 24-yard line.
Yeah, well, he ran right into Kieron Anderson, and that's not a good thing to do. I mean, you're talking about 5'10", 220 versus 5'8", 140. That's not a good matchup for Reedy.
Kieron on the campaign with four solos and three assists, and he is but a junior, another guy that's coming back, just like Foley next year. So it'll be third down and six from the 24, 10.5 left.
Another one of those big plays for Aiello. He's got to make a play here.
One thing we should mention, too, is Foley can catch the ball out of the backfield, too. Hudson goes wide to the bottom. We've got two wide to the top, a wing to the bottom, one back in the backfield. That's Foley. He readjusts to the right of Aiello from the gun. And Aiello's going to keep taking around the corner. He's got room, 30, 35. And Austin will take what he can and pulls a Tony Dorsett and heads out of bounds at the 38-yard line.
Well, Ryan Huser had a beat on him, so just get out of bounds. You are the only quarterback. Well, you're not the only quarterback, but you are the quarterback at Reedy. You cannot afford to get hurt.
You're not even the only Aiello on the roster.
No, that's true.
His brother's on there, too. 14 yards on the gain. And another Aiello, second cousin, I believe, is the head coach at Newark Catholic now.
Yep.
So first and 10 from the 38-yard line. 10-12 left to go. 14-7, Hartley on top of Reedy. On a night where Mother Nature and God have been kind so far when it comes to precipitation. It rained a little before the game, but it's holding off right now.
Many years ago, I taught some of the twins named Aiello here at Hartley. And I'm sure they're all related.
First and 10 from the 38-yard line. And off spin move in the backfield by Foley, but garners nothing. He barely got to the 37-yard line. I remember the series of time when there was an Aramo that started or was a trainer for 10 consecutive years.
Aramos were here forever. Johnny and Mark and Tony and Chris. Holy moly.
Sawyer makes the hit on the play. He is strong as well, too, and you look at his frame going over 200 pounds. So we'll say a loss of half a yard. Officially, we'll call it second down and 10 again. See, back from the 38.
First down plays are getting Reedy in trouble because they're getting nothing. They're running the football inside, and they can't get anything pushed.
Wing to the bottom, wide to the top. Hudson alone to the bottom here. Foley readjusts to the right of Aiello. On a second down play, Foley finds a gap, carries a defender from the 45 to the 46-yard line. So it's a nice run. It's going to set up a third down and 2. We've got an official's timeout with 9:27 left to go. We've got a Silver Knight that is injured and slow to get up, and that is the fullback, Donovan Sanders.
They're going to make him come out.
And he's still limping to get off the far side of the field. And again, when you talk about the Silver Knights, many times when you're talking about an injury, you're losing two starters.
Two starters and a couple special team players. So it's serious when you don't have the numbers.
So third down and 2. Let's see if they go with a double tight again.
Nope. They're going with trips to the end of the boundary.
Yep. One on a wing. And Hudson again wide to the bottom. One back in the backfield. That's Foley. Blitz right up the middle. And Foley drilled back at the 44-yard line. If Aiello keeps that, he's got the first down. But they plugged the gap in the middle, and there's no place for Foley to go. Brought down back at the 44-yard line. He will lose a couple on the play.
Yeah, I don't know whether that was a read or just a give, but if it was a read, Aiello made the wrong read. He should have kept the ball. If it was a give, there's nothing to do about it.
Austin will stay on to punt. Make sure there's 11 bodies on the field now, because you mentioned Sanders was on special teams. So Austin will retreat back to his 31-yard line. Cole is back at his 23.
And you're punting into the wind here, so and it's stiffened.
And it is a high hanging punt again. The breeze takes over there. It hops at the 35 and is down right at the 34-yard line. It started out nicely, but then all of a sudden the wind got it.
Yeah,
just
it's
made
about
it die.
20-yard punt, give or take.
22 to be exact. So it'll be first and 10. Bishop Hartley with 8:15 left to go, up 14-7. In this one.
Yeah, when you punt into the wind and you don't hit a spiral, it's going nowhere. It looks like a duck. It just falls straight out of the sky. It has no carry to it.
Again, Larry, recapping keys to victory for Bishop Hartley. What do they have to do to win this game?
They just
today?
Have to be themselves. They really just have to run the football and do what they do and not turn it over. For Reedy, they've got to play a better than good game, and they've got to get help from Hartley.
Tight wing with 10 men in a phone booth that time for Bishop Hartley to hand off right up the middle, and it goes to Jalen January, who takes it far hash from the 35 up to about the 39-yard line. Now, I'm telling you, you could barely put a credit card between those guys.
It was a scrum. It's an absolute scrum. And we've said this for how many years now? 5 that I've been on the radio. They're foot to foot, tail pad to tail pad, and it's just as tight as you can be, and there's no place to go. You can't make any penetration if you're on defense. You just make piles. You get down and you make piles.
Mitchell and Cole sort of wide to the bottom of the formation. X offset behind. Fleming hands it off. Sawyer's got it. He fights, puts his head down, and just drags the student body of Reedy across the 45-yard line and has the first down close to the 46.
Yeah, and that's your 6'1", 220-pound fullback. So they've got Jalen January at 215. They're scat back, they're running back, they're power tailback, and then they run a 220 bulldozer at you.
Mason Sawyer likes doing community service. He's part of the book club and likes video production as well, too. Toss sweep. Plenty of room for Jalen January. Midfield, 45, and just barely tripped up from behind inside the 45-yard line. He had a gap, but just getting enough of his ankle was Cade Dent coming up from the secondary.
That was a shoestring tackle there, because if he could have kept his balance and Cade would have missed, he'd have stuck his foot in the turf and cut back, and it would have been gone.
Going to mark the ball inside the 43 at the 42-yard line with 7:13 left to go. 11 yards on the gain. First and 10 now for the Hawks from the Silver Knights 42-yard line. Up already 14-7 in this one. And Cole will be the man on an island to the bottom of the formation. Kirk Bride, the tight end of the bottom. One man to the top. And out goes the first man through. It is Sawyer. Spins, carries the defender down to the 35-yard line. Hanging on to make the tackle that time was Andrew Helka, who's in there in place of Donovan Sanders.
His brother Philip played for me years ago at Reedy, so there's a few Halcos out there. There's a whole bunch of names I recognize here.
How many years were you at Reedy, sir?
14.
How many years were you at Hartley?
7.
How many years were you at Academy?
11.
Couldn't you hang on to a job, or what's going on here? Hand off right side. It goes to January inside the 30 to the 29. Has the Hoppers down.
I made one friend at every place. It was time to go. You make a friend, you got to go.
Somebody to carry your bag out to the car, right?
Yep.
Oh, Mr. Wolf, can we have a moment with you, sir?
And just keep going.
Where else did you head coach? Anywhere else?
Nope.
That was it.
That was it. Oh, I didn't head coach at Hartman.
No, you were an assistant coach. Yeah. But you served under a legend or two.
Both of them. Jack and Dick.
Jack Ryan. Hey.
First and 10. Around the right side. Tiptoeing, trying to cut inside. What a nice move. Inside the 20, down near the 16-yard line.
I tell people all the time, my favorite 7 years of teaching were at Bishop Hartman. I never laughed more, had more fun with more crazy people in my life. And we were all teaching seven periods a day.
Braylon Mitchell picks up 13 on the play, first down and 10 from just inside the 17-yard line. We'll call it the 16 for the Hawks. Sawyer and January in the backfield. Cole the wide out to the bottom. Kirkbride the tight end of that side. And Mitchell to the top. On the delay, January's got a gap inside the 15, inside the 10-yard line, and just carries people down inside the 9.
So now what Hartley's doing is they're going foot-to-foot splits to negate any kind of movement that Reedy has, and they're just literally laying on him and pushing him off the ball. And they can do that. They're big, they're strong, they're physical, and they're going to try to wear Reedy down.
Always talking about rabbits versus rhinos. This is kind of their rhino form of things.
It's elephants. They're not rhinos. They're bigger than that.
Second down and 3 from inside the 9-yard line. It is January. Off the right side, inside the 5. Spun down at the 4. That's enough for the first down before he's knocked down on the play. Hit made for Bishop Reedy by number 59 on the play.
It's not bad enough. Your linemen are 240, 245, 220, 220, 250. The running backs are 220 and 210, 215. I mean, it's just big men coming at you.
Hardenburg makes the hit. Rapidly to the line come the Hawks. January wants the touchdown, and the Silver Knights are going to push him back, way back, leading the charge. Number 7, and that is Cade Dent.
Yeah, your safety's playing at about 3 yards because there's no place else for him to go. They're backed up toward the end zone, so he can make that play. He's unblockable.
So Dent creates one, and they'll mark the ball just inside the 5 of the 4. Second and goal from there.
It's like a bug hitting the bumper. It wasn't a dent.
January 13 carries 88 yards now. They need 4 on second down. Triple stack this time. Sawyer gets it, and there's a flag on the play. Sawyer is into the end zone with 4:57 left, but let's wait and see what this flag is all about.
It's going to be a chop block.
It is indeed.
And the reason it's going to be a chop block is because when you're foot to foot, both of you are going to hit the defender at about the same time. And if one goes low, the other one goes high, it's a chop block.
And that'll be the case, according to Phil Colflesh. So we'll move it back. We've seen Phil and his crew a number of times.
Yep.
I think we had them during one of our rain delay games on TV. Yes. A couple classics. Jonathan Alder contest with Wes Jeff that never got finished until
Right. Two
days later.
That's right.
You and
I was
talking.
There, yeah.
And then we had that classic Reynoldsburg-Olentangy game where Reynoldsburg was leading, and then Olentangy came back, scored 4 touchdowns around midnight, won 52-51 at 12:14 in the morning. Second down and goal from the 19.
Rocket.
Toss it short side. Cole, and again, the sideline's working against him. Tries to cut it inside. Doesn't go down, but his forward progress is stopped by Hardenburg and friends.
Thomas Stiltner did a great job that time lassoing him. Just grabbed him around the waist and waited for the reinforcements.
How big would it be for Bishop Reedy to stop them from a touchdown and force a field goal try?
Well, it'd be huge. I mean, it's any time you can stop Hartley from scoring a touchdown, it's big.
4:27 on the clock. Hartley leads 14-7. Third and goal now from the 17-yard line. Empty backfield. One man in motion. Uh-oh. January. The snap goes beyond Fleming. Hunts it down at the 33 and knocked down back at the 35-yard line. Austin Aiello comes through. Bad snap. And again, we talked about the fact that they've had to switch centers, and the hit goes back to the 35. Actually, you're going to say the 36. So it'll be fourth and goal from the 36. Now you're looking at about a 53-yard attempt.
53 yards. But they've got the win now. He's got the leg to do that with this win.
I don't think they'll do that. I think the Hawks will go for it. 19 yards on that loss.
Well, I mean, Reedy's just got to keep him out of the end zone. They might quick kick this thing. You never know if they go to shotgun.
Well, right now, Fleming's under center.
Yep, and they'll quick kick now.
Miles straight back to throw. Looking long.
Got
he's got Cole! And Cole lost the ball at the 5-yard line.
Wow.
The
ball looked like it hit it in the breadbasket. It was a little low, but he crouched over and had the ball at the five and then dropped it. And now the Silver Knights will get it back. And how did he get that open?
Well, they had a sophomore, Jared Miller, on him. You've got a sophomore one-on-one on one of the best receivers in the state of Ohio. That's a mismatch. He has to get off of him by 8, 12, 15, maybe 20 yards and just keep him in front of him. And I'm telling you right now, Mr. Cole flew by him.
So first and 10, Silver Knights with the ball at the 36-yard line. Sets up nicely now for Bishop Reedy because they would get the ball to start the second half, so they wouldn't mind milking about 3.5 off
right.
The clock here.
Now the thing about Philip Calder, even if he had caught the ball, he stumbled down at about the 3.
Timeout going to be taken by Reedy. We'll take a break, too, with 3:35 left to go. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Cameron Mays has thrown a touchdown pass, and Walsh Jesuit leads Waterson 14-6 now. Winton Woods has scored, and they take a 14-10 lead over Upper Arlington.
And here at Jack Ryan Field, 3:35 left to go in the first half. Bishop Hartley leading Bishop Reedy 14-7. Second timeout burned by the Silver Knights. I almost think that Brian Cross is going to burn that to give his time the team a chance to rest.
Absolutely. And by the way, that was Tyrese Hudson on the coverage. I had the wrong 33.
First and 10, 6-2 wide to the bottom. Let's see if they throw on first down this time. Keep it on the ground. Off the right side, up to the 40-yard line. The handoff goes that time to Jacob Metz, who's a backup fullback, 5'7", 193, and a sophomore. So we mentioned that Sanders went out with that injury. He's backed up by Jacob Metz and, if need be, Jawan McGowan as well, too, also a sophomore. So a junior is backed up by a couple of sophomores. He'll gain a few on the play from the 36 up to the 40. He'll be second down at 6.
Well, this is the time when Reedy wants to be very, very careful. If they go in 14-7, they're still in this ball game. They don't want to turn this ball over here. So it's going to be a sure pass. If it's going to be a pass, it's going to be a little 5-yard dink or dunk or a bomb. Nothing in between.
Second and 6 from the 40-yard line. Foley readjusts to the right of Aiello from the gun. Too wide to the bottom. Handoff goes Foley around the left side. Takes it up to the 43 to the 44. Bent back there on the play by Keron Anderson. If you're the Hawks, you'd love to just see if you can hold him here. And if you do on third down, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Hawks take a timeout then.
Absolutely. They only need a few seconds to score. They can score from anywhere on the field with Jalen January.
You know, last year this game at halftime was 21-10 Bishop Hartley. And then they just blew him out in the second half, winning the second half 21-0 and winning the game 42-10. That's what you have to be concerned about with Bishop Hartley. And right now I think Reedy is just trying to maximize as much clock as they can milk here in the waning moments as we're going to snap this ball with just over 2 minutes left to go in quarter number two. Two wide to the top, wing, and one man to the bottom. Foley gets the handoff and has the gap and has the first down at the 47-yard line. All right, do you reach a point now if you're Reedy that you start thinking about scoring?
Yes. Now you're going to go with your play-action passing game, try to hit somebody in the flats, try to hit somebody on a quick slant or something like that, something a little safer. You'd like to get it down there, at least get a field goal.
So mark the ball officially at the 48-yard line. 152, 151, 150 left to go in the first half. Reedy with the ball trailing 14-7. Hudson to the bottom. Dent and Norris to the top. Foley in the backfield. Aiello going to keep it this time and go nowhere at the 46-yard line. As he was met, waiting. Great job defensively by Marcellus Parker, another guy who's just a youngster. But look at the frame on Marcellus, 6 feet, 220, about a 10th grader.
Yeah, a 10th grader, 220, 6 feet. I mean, it's just incredible. Just like they have a factory of those guys. You got a cookie cutter and they just stamp them out.
So the next snap for the Silver Knights doesn't have to come until the 1 minute mark. 107 left to go. Second down and 11. From their own 47-yard line. Let's see if they opt to put it up here.
Well, they got single-man coverage out here on the edge.
There's two wide to that side. Foley on the carry. Accelerates.
Takes it outside. 45-40. Jack to the 35. Has the first down at the 34-yard line. 49.4 left to go. The clock will stop when they move the chains. Remember, Reedy only has one timeout. They're going to mark his knee at the 35-yard line. So a gain of 18 on the play. First and 10 from there.
Well, they've got to get out of the huddle here because they're going to waste another 10 seconds here just getting to the line of scrimmage.
45 seconds left to go. Remember, last week, Craddock made a 42-yarder. Right now, it would be 52 yards on an attempt. First and 10. Foley cuts left, has room, 35-30, down to the 26, near the sticks. Now, will they say it's near a first down? Yes, they'll stop the clock. They're going to say it is a first down with the toss when he was whipped down at the 25-yard line. 31.5 left to go.
Reedy just called their last timeout.
And they'll burn it with 31.5 left to go. So they have exhausted their allotment of three. Let's go back to the studios of AM 820. It's 14-7 here. We've got Lee Cochran and Ryan Baker standing by. And gentlemen, your thoughts about this game or other contests so far?
Well, I got to be honest, Randy. I'm surprised that this was as close as it is so far. Reedy and Jack Foley really playing tough here, answering Hartley in this one. Lee, I don't know your thoughts, but I'm a little surprised it's this close.
Yeah, I think anybody has to be. I mean, the last 4 years, they've been blowouts, and I think probably it's what everybody expected tonight. But like we've said all along, you know, this rivalry's, you know, ending for the foreseeable future. And Hartley to remember, I guess.
Yeah, and two other big rivalries happening tonight in Hilliard and Dublin. We'll get you up to date on those, plus all the other scores in the area as Lee and I will be back at halftime. And don't forget, after the game, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Can't wait for it already, guys.
Should be fun. Foley now 13 carries, 72 yards, and a touchdown. We didn't think last week would necessarily be close, and Watterson pulled off the upset. Ayala rolling right, wants to throw. It's a long downfield, adjusting to the football, and coming back. Flag on the play. Was it caught, inbounds, or out of bounds? We have no signal. We just have a flag. So far, no signal. I'm assuming he caught it out of bounds.
Well, he did catch the ball. That was for sure.
Since they're coming back to the line of scrimmage,
it must be out of bounds.
But there's a flag on the play, but no call. I think they're going to call pass interference on the defense. But it was caught along the far side of the field. I think that was Norris who came up with the football. But with the penalty, it's going to mark it down inside the 13 to the 12-yard line. So it'll be first down and 10 from there. 25 seconds left to go, 25.3 to be exact. And no timeouts remaining for Reedy. So if you do something, it's got to be in the end zone
or you got to spike the ball quickly.
25.3, first and 10. Mark the ball, actually going to say closer to the 13-yard line. Two backs in the backfield. Ayala from the gun, looks on the slant, passes thrown, and it's caught for the touchdown. Reedy makes the catch for the touchdown. Tyrese Hudson makes the catch. They add six to the board. It is 14-13, and the sophomore comes through with a big play and a chance now for the Silver Knights to tie it.
And Tyrese came up limping after that play, too. So the good news is he'll have some time, and, well, he's got to go out and play defense, but he'll have time at halftime to get better.
And Craddock with a chance to tie. Almost a perfect scenario now. When you look at it for Bishop Reedy, scoring late, they'll get the ball to start the second half. I think they only have 10 on the field.
Yeah, Reedy's a man short, so rather than kick it, you'll take the 5-yard penalty.
And there's the, I'm going to call it a procedural call, but actually it should be a delay of game, I would think, if they took too long. And now man number 11 comes on. Remember, Sanders was injured, Hudson was injured.
Ball start, number 7, offense.
So mark it back 5 yards, and they'll try the extra point. The chance to tie. Just a reminder, as we approach the top of the hour, you are listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Craddock to tie it. There's the snap. There's the kick. It is up, and it is wide right. It looked right to start with, and it stayed right. With a 5 yards of difference maker.
I don't know, but Craddock got flattened after he kicked the ball there. I was kind of surprised they didn't get a penalty there. I think he may have known he kicked it wide and kind of fell with it, so I don't know how much the hit caused anything. But
so Aiello on the 13-yard pass to Hudson, the PAT is missed. That's a 7-play, 64-yard drive. They got the ball with about 3:35 left to go, and they milked 3:15 of it, so with 20.7 seconds left to go,
Bishop Hartley would get it back. Now, how deep do you kick it right now?
Well, you got the wind, so you're going to have to pooch this one. You're going to have to kick it short and hope you can cover it. And you know, and then you still got 20 seconds, so you have to play defense. This is a dangerous Hartley team. You are never safe as long as they have football. Never. And you certainly don't want to kick it to Phillip Cole or Jalen January
or Braylon Mitchell.
All right, so don't kick off.
Just keep the ball.
Keep the ball.
Can we start halftime 20.7 seconds early?
Can you pass punt it? Throw it up in the air high.
Well, that sounds like backyard football.
And your point is?
We did that all the time.
And then when you found out you had to kick the ball, we said, wait, this is a different game.
You might just want to pooch this right over the front line.
Were you a punt, pass, and kick kid?
Absolutely not. I couldn't afford to get in it.
I entered twice, and I won twice. Both times, I won by less than a yard. I won by 2 feet one time
and
a foot
the other
time.
Randy, it's Indiana. They don't play football anymore.
Wow, thank you.
Okay, they don't play football
anymore. I was kicking this orange circular thing.
That would make sense.
All right, thank you very much.
Bobby Knight did that a few times.
And a chair or two as well. In my presence while I was working for the team, too. I have stories. Craddock to boot it. Along the ground, takes a couple of wicked hops, and it's scooped up at the 29, across the 30, up to the 35-yard line. On the return that time is Keyson Sunderland.
Back now, be careful. If you're reading defense, be careful. This half is not over, and the last thing you want to do is give Hartley a chance to score here.
Well, they had a fourth and goal from the 36-yard line, and they nearly pulled it off before, so we'll see what happens here. Cole to the bottom of the set.
Well, Phillip Cole's going to run a go route here. He's just going to go as fast as he can, as far as he can, and they better cover.
Craddock looks like he's going to draw him. It's a little bubble. It goes to Cole at the 40.
Look out.
45. Midfield, he's gone. Phillip Cole on the bubble is going to take it down the sidelines for a touchdown. Wow. You know it's coming. It's kind of like a storm. You try to evade it, but if it's coming, there's nothing you can do. He takes it 65 yards. Reedy now with a chance to score with 5.2 left. It's 20-13. One block was really all he needed to free him up.
Yep.
What a play. Phillip Cole takes it to 65 yards. You want to talk about burst? There are drag racers that can't go that fast.
Well, just burst your bubble if you're reading. Because you just score right before the half and then give up a 65-yard play.
Mateo Agresti to make it an 8-point cushion. Snap, kick, plenty of leg. It is up. It is good. We stand at 21-13 with 5.2 left to go.
Now, this kick's going to go out of the end zone because of kicking with the wind. And so Reedy will just simply take a knee, and instead of being 1 point down, they'll be 8 points down at halftime. They're still in this game, but that's a crushing blow. And they will get the opening kickoff to start the second half.
What a turn of events in the last 20 seconds of the first half here, as you thought Reedy had a chance not only to tie it, but they don't. They miss the extra point, and then to boot on the bubble screen on the first play, Phillip Cole takes it on the short side of the field, too, by the way. On the sideline here near the hash is where the ball was spotted, and Phillip Cole got one block that he needed at around the 43-yard line, stepped back outside, and just burned it down the sidelines. And that was a one-play 65-yard drive, took all of 11 seconds off the clock. Wow. Well, last year it was 21-10 at halftime. This year it could be 21-13 at halftime. And we talked about the attrition when you play a team like Hartley for your squad in the second half. We'll see if that's a factor for Bishop Reedy. Two players have already gone down. We don't know about their status. Agresti with the boot, and let's wave to it, everybody. Just leave it on that jet plane. Bring it out to the 20-yard line with 5 seconds left to go.
7 yards deep.
But I'm sure if you're Brian Cross, you're going to play up the positives to this team. A lot of times you go in at halftime and you want to drill your team. But here, I think you're Brian Cross. Don't you just accentuate the positives,
if
right?
If you would have said, Brian, you're going to be down by 8 points at halftime and you've moved the ball on this Hartley defense twice, he'd take that. He would take that. He didn't want to take it the way it was, but he'll take it now.
They take the knee. Aiello goes down to his right knee, and that'll do it for the first half. What an exciting first 24 minutes of action. Week number three. Could it mirror week number two? We'll find out here at the break. Hartley on top of Reedy. 21-13. We'll take a break. On the other side, I'll talk with Matt Brickner, the new principal of Bishop Reedy, and Michael Ray, the Bishop Hartley Athletic Director, and what a legendary volleyball coach he has been as well, too. 21-13, Hartley at the break. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the Law.